This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Men continue to dominate in most labor sectors, but women rule in one of them, the food service industry. Still, they are not getting the most prestigious jobs in the kitchen. Women represent only 6% of the head chef positions at 15 prominent U.S. restaurant groups. Ryan Sutton is the restaurant critic who wrote about the issue for Bloomberg News before he took a new position at Eater. Hi, Ryan. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks for having me back, Amy Eddings.
So why are women not getting the top chef jobs?
I wish I could give you a straight answer, because the restaurateurs with whom I spoke couldn't necessarily give me a straight answer. Every single person I talked to almost kind of grappled and struggled with the issue of exactly why are there a lack of women. And the answers mostly were, you know, anecdotal and speculative at best. One of the most eloquent answers I got was from Katie Greco. She's the number two person at Tom Colicchio's Craft Empire. Perhaps she's even the one person. She's a managing partner. And she attributed it to the fact that, you know, a lot of women want to have a family. And it can be difficult to have a family, to have kids at a restaurant industry job, which is a physical job, a labor-intensive job, where you're on your feet often from before noon until well after 1 a.m. at some of these fine dining restaurants.
Are there enough women graduating from cooking schools to actually seek these chef positions in the first place?
There certainly are. For well over a decade, over 40% of the graduates of the classic program at the International Culinary Center have been women. Same statistic holds true more or less for the Culinary Institute of America. And I believe female enrollees in non-pastry programs have been as high as 35% as of a year or two ago. So we have 35 to 40% of women either enrolling or graduating from these great culinary schools. And we have over majority of women in the food service industry. But yet throughout the larger industry, only 18.7% of them are at the head chef jobs, which are the highest paying jobs in the kitchen, typically, and the most prestigious. And that's a problem.
Why is there a disparity between the number of women who are in the top chef position versus women who are operating as sous chef or as pastry chef, known as the pink ghetto, or even as part of the executive ranks of a restaurant management group?
Let's take a look at pastry. A lot of people make the argument that pastry is a job that can often be done earlier in the day. You can prepare these goods and then you can leave. You can go home at a more normal hour. Just by the same token, you can have more reasonable hours if you're in the executive management section. And a lot of at a lot of these restaurants, especially the craft group, you have a high female presence in the management.
This issue's really come to the fore of late, following Time Magazine's cover article last year listing the 13 most powerful and influential tastemakers in food. It only included four women, and none of those women were chefs. Eater was a site where a lot of food bloggers and restaurateurs really made this issue viral. What was the reaction?
It was a large, resounding and really heartwarming community reaction. He was actually overlooking the fact that some women do run their own restaurant empires, such as, you know, of course, Barbara Lynch in Boston. You look at the Suzanne Goins of the world or Alice Waters out in Berkeley, and you think especially, at least I think especially, of April Bloomfield, who has five restaurants. And incidentally, she can't be at those five restaurants all at once. And of her five restaurants, three of them are run by women chefs. And that's the highest proportion of female chefs I found in my Bloomberg investigation of any restaurant group. And so April Bloomfield is really to be, I think, commended for that.
April Bloomfield of the Spotted Pig, Alice Waters of Chez Panisse. Who else is on your radar?
Surprisingly, Gordon Ramsay. Not only has he launched the career of the Michelin-starred chef Angela Hartnett, who it will soon have her own growing restaurant empire, if not already. But he's also known for giving the top chef position at some of his best kitchens to women. And incidentally, April Bloomfield's restaurant, The Spotted Pig, was the one instance where I found of a woman, a sous chef or higher, taking maternity leave. She did it twice and her job was there when she came back.
Ryan Sutton is the restaurant critic for the website Eater. Thanks so much for joining us, Ryan.
Thanks for having me, Amy.
This is WNYC.